Blog Talk Radio.
Stuff to chew over, you know what I'm saying? Colin Kaepernick, he's a good guy, but you know what I'm saying? He in a situation right now where the media want to try to twist him up. Don't believe the hype. Lil Wayne, after the Floyd Mayweather Madonna fight the other night, decided to fight Madonna and his crew, Marco Madonna and his crew, after the fight was over. Things got out a little out of hand. You know what I'm saying? We'll hash over that here in a little while. You know what I'm saying? And it was kind of crazy to see that going down. And also, we'll have some real talk tonight with Sugar Ray Robinson Jr. Y'all go ahead and sit back and relax. I'm just going to continue to hit you in the head with some of this classic flavor. You know what I'm saying? You know how I like to do it. I'm going to keep this thing jumping right off the bat real quick with my main man, Akon and Styles P, a little bit of Locked Up.
Locked up, they won't let me out. And I had a long day in court, shit stressed me out. Won't give me a bail, they can't get me out. Now I'm headed to the county, gotta do a bid here. I'm used to living luxurious, I don't wanna live here. The walls is gray, the clothes is orange. The phones is broke, the food is garbage. A lot of niggas is living with these circumstances. SP's the same, I still murk your manses. Drug money, the rap money, work advances. Niggas ran and told I should've murked the Kansas. Got popped for a murder attempt. Knocked me on D block when I was burning the hemp. Had a brick in the stash, hope they don't take it to a further extent. Locked up and they won't let me out. When I hit my cell block, niggas know to threat me out.
I'm steady trying to find the motive. Why do what I do? The freedom ain't getting no closer. No matter how far I go, my car is stolen. No registration. Cops patrolling. And now they done stop me and I get locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No.
Town to re-up, back with a couple peas. The corner block's on fire, undercover's dressed as me. Making so much money, products moving fast. Put away the cash, as I sold the last bag. Fucked around and got locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
My nigga, I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No.
Now that I'm locked up, I rep two sets, so I'ma ride or die and stay deep locked up. Two toothbrushes up, whoever wanted would pee. When I walk by, nigga, get up, cause I'm locked up, they can't get me out. I smoke a stick of haze when they stress me out. Go and hit the bar when the wrecks be out. Can't wait for the day when they let me out.
Visitation no longer comes by. Seems like they forgot about me. Commissary is getting empty. My cellmates eating food without me. Can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. Got a family that loves me and wants me to do right. But instead I'm here locked up.
They won't let me out.
Niggas next to push the bins through, you know the glow. Iced out rings, long go. spandex, Latino, whole bitches letting they thong show. I played the game, took plenty paper, still remain the same age and name, babbling fame, letting my peace bang domestic. No more crime played, but still connected, it's ethics. Calculated steps to geometrics, ways spinning, double shades of base linen. 9-7 expedition, just labored all the trimmers. Travel light, push the LS from casual nights. Have you ever puffed the chalice, weed pipe? That shit I have you right, I roll dice, trying to divorce from this whole life. Used to sell coke on the strip, but now I hold mics and plan soon to pack and vacate somewhere in Cancun, escape to a cozy estate filled with mad rooms, burn it up, too many foul niggas, time to turn it up, push about a buck and shift gears, burn the clutch, cause it's like this, 40 chips, I strike with preciseness, brush the jewels of life, it's priceless, I paid my dues, and through it all, I never trade my shoes, cash rules, new crews, who made the news, we all for paper, I guess greed is just a second nature, and these shots of him, vodka, weed, escalator, the most they touch along the line, forced up, I took the shortcut, puffing on blunts, busting off nuts, the night type, love dime bitches and nightlife, casino dice, sexy strip dancers and white ice, I seen the movie, most of you niggas couldn't move me, truly it's like a six-shot Ruger against a Uzi, so bust a run, or cop back, bust your gun, but I fake none, I remain like the sun, blessed with strong living, intellect and long vision, connects in prison, and real niggas with recognition, so respect the mission, volume 1 second edition, the next dimension, dotted line, sign your deposition.
Yeah, baby!
Life is freeze up, let the sweat of lessons ease up. Don't freeze up, position yourself. Put your knees up, believe what? It's all street talk. Can we please fuck, gotta catch a flight tonight? Count some G's up, headed for the windy city, Chi-Town. Do a nigga right, you might just slide down. Show you new sights, give you a feel of what the crew's like. Glue tight, gas and take money, move right. Pursue heights, playing my part for more top. Young player hit a big score for a prop. Call shots, keep the party to the ball drop. A boo, it's on you, slide through before the door. Don't be afraid, just the things some do. Unbelievable, but still the illest things come true. Felt your city test, did your best to be a CEO. Summertime, zodiac sign, bless the Leo. Just show love and leave all the best to me. And we can do this professionally.
Get your love tonight. Everything will be alright. Don't you worry about a thing.
That's what you say, but today is your birthday. Lady, let's play, leave behind all these crabs and snakes. They dead weight, got a cabin upstate, somewhere to get your head straight. Take a break from the routine, a new vibe, different way to try to do things. You're too live, so your ex-man, see he got a new Lex land. Trying to flan with some cats I knew who ran scams. He know about how we get down, going out, designing and climbing, shining, showing out. You let me on, thought he was real, but bet him wrong. Fast since you left him for dead, his head is gone. It's the same song, so many seem to relate. In search for a new life, dreams to be straight. Just show faith and leave all the stress to me. And we can do this most definitely.
Go get your love tonight. Everything will be alright. Don't you worry about a thing.
Let's foreplay, I'm a freak from the doorway. Love a short stay, taking trips on the hot sands. I got plans, champagne, all the top brands. Let's lock hands, let me teach you all the right moves. With ice cubes, it's a nice view. Sex to make you skip night school. And though I like you, also like the things you do. The way you chew, how you move when I bring you through. At the cafe, sipping on some Christmas day. Full course entree with the fish fillets. And what you feel when I'm close to you. Keep it real, who the nigga mean the most to you? What the deal, let's enjoy while we still here. Handle with care, and we can do this like a Willie affair.
Come get your love tonight. Everything will be alright.
AZ. That's my man AZ with What's the Deal. You already know what it is.
Awesome.
Speaking of what's
the real deal,
we got my main man Sugar Ray on deck from the Emerald City, pumping up some realness to you. What's going on, Sugar Ray?
Yo, what's happening, bro? How you doing?
Man, you already know, man. Falling down right now by about 11, but you're not to be expected on the road. But you know how it is. I'm here blasting the show, letting folks know that they can call 646-595-342 to get that real. What's going on with you tonight?
Man, nothing much, man. Just sitting here, sunset, hadn't seen how to Washington, man. I'm sitting there looking out the blinds, man, looking at the sun go down, and I'm just chilling, man, you know, just chilling, you know. A lot of different things on my mind, you know, how I go.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we got a few things on deck tonight. We can delve right into the real talk. On the plate tonight, you know, we're talking NBA playoffs, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Kaepernick's 9/11 tapes were released. Lil Wayne tries to fight Madonna. Why, I don't know. Trying to, you know, focus up on that guy that Floyd Mayweather was fighting the other night, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, we got our segment with you, Real Talk with Sugar Ray Robinson, Jr. So, you know, so we got a full plate tonight, but it's all love. What's going on? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, man. You know, Lil Wayne trying to fight? Who is he trying to fight?
Man, I have no idea why this dude, a guy that says, you know, Marco Madonna set up Chino Madonna, you know, had to fight with Sugar Ray the other night, man. And this brother.
He didn't have a fight with Sugar Ray. You mean he had a Money Mayweather, you mean?
Yeah.
He didn't have a fight with Sugar Ray, because I probably wouldn't be here right now. I'd probably be nursing the jaw or something.
Hey, man, you know how it is, man. I get that green about it. If I said something, I'd have fun up here, man. I had a long 5-9. Y'all out there reading like that, excuse me, I'm saying.
Man.
I have all this legal stuff around.
Yes, sir.
And, you know how it goes, you know, sometimes the host will lose his way, you know what I'm saying? You know,
mm-hmm.
I need help. But no, he was trying to fight Madonna, man. And Madonna was the guy that was fighting
Now, you know what's so funny about that, what tripped me out is, this was the problem, man. A dude named Lil Wayne trying to fight somebody. It had to be a publicity stunt. Because your name is Lil Wayne. Your name is Lil Wayne. Now, ain't no man going to get beat up twice. Now, he got beat up by Mayweather. He ain't going to go get beat up by Lil Wayne. Because if he get up beat up by Lil Wayne, then he needs to stop boxing, bro. For real. I don't know what Lil Wayne thinking about. Maybe it's a publicity stunt. Maybe he want to sell more records. Or maybe he wants to become a boxer. Or maybe he want to get those gold teeth knocked out of his mouth and replace them or something. I don't know what the deal is. But.
Man, I don't know what his problem is either, man. But I'm going to tell you something. That guy, Chino, was rough, man. And for this dude to sit up here and be jumping up in this dude's face is absolutely crazy, man. Let me give you a little piece of what's going on here. According to Sports Illustrated, you know, said Extra Mustard. So it said, Lil Wayne attended the fight between Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Marcos Madonna last week. And things got ugly when someone threw a water bottle and hit the rapper in the shoulder. Weezy, according to TMZ, was part of Mayweather's entourage at the fight, responded to a perceived slight by trying to fight Madonna and everyone around him. Fortunately, one of the rapper's friends held him back so the altercation didn't get out of hand. You know what I'm saying? Also, a man who is willing to throw down against a professional boxer or trainer is either incredibly brave or incredibly stupid. Can't. The right answer is not brave. Let me give you a little spin on that right there. I don't understand what's going on with that young man. It's good to be down with the champ, you know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to be down with the king, as Run DMC said, but, you know what I'm saying? As Clint Eastwood said, a man's got to know his limitations. You know what I'm saying?
He's got to know his limitations. He's got to know it. He's got to know his limitations. Yes, indeed. He's got to know his limitations. Right.
I don't know what's with that, baby. You know what I mean? I don't know what's so with that, but
I don't know what
you know what I'm saying. I'm with you, brother. You looking out for your boy. I'm with you, but you gotta know your limitations, my brother. You gotta know. We're a water bottle. That's crazy. Anybody can admit that. But yeah, man. Another beautiful
It's crazy,
day.
Man.
That's crazy business
crazy
right there.
You know,
in other news, we got my man. We got my man, Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Sugar Ray. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead and finish the chat.
No, go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead. I want to know about the Colin Kaepernick thing.
Okay, this is crazy. It's been over a month since Colin Kaepernick, you know what I'm saying, Clinton Patton, and Ricardo Lockett were all named in an incidental report filed by a 25-year-old woman in Miami. Police haven't said much about the case and continue to investigate. But all of a sudden, due to the use of the sports machine, as my man Mr. Michaels would say, God rest his soul, on Tuesday they did release the audio tapes, you know what I'm saying, that was made and how it, you know, went down. And, you know what I'm saying, it's crazy because, you know, it was happened way back on the 2nd of last month. Man believed to be Lockett called the authorities just after midnight on April 2nd, saying that the woman wouldn't leave Kaepernick's room. I want to report a young lady in my friend's bed, the caller said, San Jose Mercury News. He's not here. She's going to wait in his bed. She's not leaving. We asked her to leave. We told her, he wouldn't be there tonight, so she wouldn't leave. As the call continued, the dispatcher asked if the woman was waiting for her boyfriend. He's not her boyfriend, But he's not here, so she went and got in his bed naked and said that she was staying there until he got back. I mean, crazy stuff, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, the security guard reported the same thing. But long story short, they were trying to get her out of there. And from the looks of it, it doesn't even appear that Kaepernick was there at any time during when this was going down. But they keep on trying to drop his name in there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's crazy or something. And so, you know, I'm reading down through the story here, and I'm looking at it, but it doesn't appear that he was even in the room. So he said he took her clothes off and laid in bed, the caller said. The woman eventually woke up in the hospital and didn't remember how she got there and how she was transferred to the hospital. Kaepernick has maintained he did nothing wrong, and on May 2nd, the quarterback spoke publicly about the incident for the first time. He said, it's been put out that I did something wrong. Kaepernick told 900 people at the Turlock, California mayor's prayer breakfast. Even though it's a bad circumstance and a bad situation, I feel like ultimately I've been blessed because it's changed my way of thinking. It's made me stronger. He also has, you know, said that Jim Harbaugh, who heard what was going on, said that only, you know, he was only a victim, you know, in the case or whatever, but he wasn't even there, man. But, you know, if you go by what the media says and how these white folks do us, in the media and stuff, you always get this little spin like somehow we did something inappropriate or somehow, you know, we, you know, are part of something. And then getting on this brother's case, all this time he wasn't even in the room.
Man. Well, you know, it's another situation, man, you know. You know, it's crazy. You know, it's those situations, man, are out of control right now. We have a lot of stuff that happen a lot, man, that get blown way out of proportion. It's obviously it's not really an issue because if he did something really wrong, he would have been arrested right now. They basically was finding some dirt, looking for some dirt, and yeah, I don't know, bro. It's just that's a weird situation, though. I don't know.
It's just that it hurts me to no end that every time the media gets a hold of something, they don't get the full story. I mean, it's bad, and we're into your Real Talk segment here already, because those are the only two stories that really stood out. I have one more, but we'll get this chain of thought out the way. And that's that it simply amazes and stuns me. How we never want to get the real deal answers, how we never want to get the real story, and how we're always guilty until proven innocent, and a white person can do the same crime, not only get exonerated or anything, you know, and all that, but, you know, he's never taken the task over it. They basically forget about it. I mean, it's as bad as the brother that I heard recently that was incarcerated for 20 years for a crime that he never committed, And the DA who put him in jail knew that this cat wasn't guilty, knew he wasn't guilty, but allowed him to stay in jail anyway just because, oh, I don't know, maybe he had his head up his ass, and when you got your head up your ass, you can't breathe regular air, so no oxygen was getting to his brain that it might be the right thing to do, hello, if the brother isn't guilty, to let him out of jail. But when it's us, it just always seems like the law and justice and everything else is dealt with in a different way. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, it's true, man. Every time there's some stuff going on with us, it's always in a different light. It's funny, man, that this stuff happens over and over, and we heard this type of story so many times, you know, and there's so many guys who've been locked up for stuff they've never done before, and they don't get nothing. I don't know if they get any compensation or any time back or anything like that. But nobody has brought the situation up that you never really see that with anybody else but us, but black people. It never gets, never becomes an issue. So when it comes down to it, you know, and you try to, we you try to explain, you try to talk to people, we always look at the situation where, hey, he shouldn't have did this, or he shouldn't have been there, or this and that. Nobody says stand up for that and says, hey, why you guys are doing this? I should be able to sue you guys. I should be able to compensate and get compensated for that because this is wrong. You're taking my life and my time and destroying my whole entire life that I can't get back. You know, and I see it so many times, and it's a situation that can happen to any one of us.
Right.
You know, and it's sad, man. I see it so many times, man, that I'm getting to the point that I'm just sick. I'm just sick of it. I'm to the point, man, when it comes down, I try to do other things to kind of like take my mind away from it, but at the same time, I can't do it because the only time I can get away from this racism and all that type of stuff is when I close my eyes to go to sleep.
Right.
And then when I'm sleeping, I'm having nightmares about it because the thing about it is, man, it's a problem, man, that's going on. And they dog us to the fullest, man. I'm constipated with it, man. And I can't take no more. I had my dad. He been to prison, you know. And he did so much for this country. You know, he's a vet to get disrespected, and also he is a part of the Black Panther Party and things like that. And he did a lot of things, but yet he get down and get disrespected. To the point he did some time, and he did some time for a crime that he didn't even do, you know. And the thing about it is, it's like I see this so much, man. So that situation really bothers me, man. But you will never hear any nationality having that problem but black folks.
Exactly.
And that's crazy. You know, what's so funny about it is, man, that, you know, I don't mean to leave that topic and go to another topic, but based off that, I really need for people to listen and understand, man, that we are in a 911 situation based off what happened and what's going on with us right nowadays because we are getting the shaft big time, and we need to start thinking for us. I have got to the point where I don't even talk minority no more. I don't even say it. And when we talk about people, man, I just talk about black people. And I don't care about anybody else. I want everybody else to do well, do everything, but I'm going to always say black people because that's the one thing I want to talk about. Because when you talk about this, you say, well, minorities, this, you can't do the minorities. I can't speak for nobody else. I can only speak for black people. And that's how you're going to ever get to the point, get to the real deal issue. And it goes back to that situation about racism or whatever like that. I learned to get away from that word, the name, calling of that, racism and all that kind of stuff, because everybody hides behind that word. I come to realize, man, that people take that word and say, well, I got black friends, or my boyfriend is white. I mean, my boyfriend is black, or my girlfriend is black. I got black friends. People don't understand. People don't understand. It's not so much about that. What his problem is white supremacy. It's big time. It's a big problem with that. White supremacy has white privileges, man. You know what I'm saying? There's certain things you can do in certain places you can go because you're white. That's white supremacy. There's certain things I can't do because I'm black. that's because of white supremacy. You know what I'm saying? If a situation can happen where we get into a fight and a white boy get beat up or anything like that, nobody's going to save my ass, but white supremacy will take care of him. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's real, man, and we need to start really educating and start thinking about that and understand. And I think as time goes on, I think I'm starting to learn a lot more, and we all learn a lot more on situations like that. And that's real, man, when it comes down to brothers doing time and getting locked up, man. I'm really, really constipated, man, with cats getting locked up, going to jail for something they haven't done. And most of the time they go to jail is because of white supremacy, because somebody may call the cops on something they thought that, something that may be false, like Susan S. Smith, call the cops, go round some brothers up. Next thing you know, brother goes to jail, and then about 10 years later, well, he didn't do it. I just made up. I was going, and next thing, he lost so much time. I don't care if it's 15 minutes. I don't care if it's an hour. I don't care if it's 30 minutes of his time. You're still messing with his time because of some BS you made up, and that's called white supremacy because you got that privilege. They come and help you out and take care of you, and the first thing to look for, oh, you said a black guy did it? Okay, we're going to round up 18 black guys. And they round them up, and they mess around and have some, and then next thing you know, none of them did it. But you waste their time on some bullshit. See what I'm saying?
See, that's what kills me. I understand exactly what you're saying. And what bothers me, I think, about that the most is that's time that you can't get back. I mean, California is probably one of the only states, because I've heard of them doing it, that if they lock somebody up for the wrong reason, they compensate the guy by giving him, I think it's like $25,000 to $50,000 for every year that he was locked up and falsely done. And that's a great concept. It's a great thing. It's good that you do that. But what you fail to realize is that that's time that you still can't get back. During that 20 to 25 years that individuals is locked up, and if they have babies, they've grown, they've missed their graduations, they've missed the time with them, you get out of jail or whatever, they don't know you. You know what I'm saying? Chances are that, depending on, how much patience mama had, some women can go all their lives and just deal with that one man because they know that he got a bad deal. But life has to kind of go on. You almost can't blame the woman if she can't wait around 20, 25 years on her life because then she's serving life. And, you decimated the family. And it's almost kind of like, prison time and these warehouses that they keep our people in. And that's all they are, just warehouses for human beings. Getting free labor out of them, doing all this nonsense, rehabilitation, that's just the word. You know what I'm saying? Because you come out, it's just like Michael Vick. He got convicted of some bullshit that they've been doing for 400 or 500 years, which is dogfighting. We had to learn it from somebody. We learned it from them, kind of like the Chicken George syndrome, where, we used to fight dogs and do all kind of stuff, and now it's illegal, it's bad, it's horrible, you're terrible. And you go do your time, by the time you do your time and come back out, people are still heckling Jekyll on you, still heckling, you're still giving you a hard time. But the bottom line is, when you tie a brother up for all that time and you take him from his family, that's what the slave master used to do. Slave master used to get you with your families and you get sold to somebody else, or you come to a place, and you see your woman and your kids standing over there, and you do something master don't like, he can sell you.
Yeah.
And get rid of you. And that's how we don't know what our country is and everything. You hear people say, well, if you don't like it, then you can go back to Africa. Well, motherfucker,
right.
I probably will go back to Africa if I knew where my residence was,
yeah,
if I knew where I came from, if I had a street
right.
address from where you took me from and then bring me over here, you rape my mom and my sister, my grandma and everybody else, have her, feed your little brats and breastfeed your children and the hell with mine, I probably would take you up on that offer. Stevie Wonder don't
right.
live in America.
Exactly.
A lot of other popular, African-American stars, they don't live over
right.
here in America.
Right,
because
right.
Because there's such racial indifference and degradation that goes on in this country that black folks, basically the ones who are affluent enough to have that kind of paper, and have the wherewithal and the resources to make that move, when you tell them, you know, make that move or get out of here, we don't want to have nothing else to do with you, they're able to make that move. And I got to tell you, I wish that I could make that move sometime. But
yeah,
I would love
yeah.
to go over and find out where my heritage came from and who I'm all about, because I'm
oh,
not
yeah.
this person that you think about me. Now, my wife was doing a study here. I'm going to let you back in a second, but my wife was doing a study the other day where she found out through the history books, and it was texts from that came over from Africa that actually said that the word nigger in Africa means king. Believe
Whoa.
It or not. Everybody listen
Whoa.
Out there. This is a real shit. 646-595-3402. The word nigger actually means king. We were bought over here from the where we were, you know, bought over as slaves over in Ghana off the Niger River because potato, potato, tomato, tomato. This fool probably spelled it wrong, but in reality, the Niger River, which he probably named nigger, in actuality, and over in if you study the history, you know what I'm saying, which is why you know Sugar Ray always talks about hidden colors. The word nigger actually means king. So
right,
your interpretation
right.
and how you look at things here in America are completely different from the way that they are interpreted in the homeland, over in the motherland, over in Africa. They're looked at, it's looked upon different, it's viewed differently, and you get the real deal answers. But over here, you've been decimated, minimized, and shit on for so long, you don't really know what your heritage is because you've been force-fed a document in a computer that doesn't fit your profile. Go ahead, Sugar Ray.
Yeah, you know, hey, you—that's deep, man. That's real talk, you know. And I'm 100 on everything you said right there. I think that educated me. I learned something right there, you know. You know, and you know, it's so funny, man. That on another topic, man. You know, to basically the same topic. You know, the situation with Golden State's Mark Jackson. It stirred up a conversation, man, that where I was thinking about what Larry Johnson had said a while back ago about having an all-black league. And the thing about it that I was thinking about it, at first I was kind of hesitant of thinking about it, but then again, it made 100%, absolute sense, because think about this. The NBA as a whole is already black as far as players. Only part where it isn't because they don't have ownership and all that kind of stuff. But the thing about it, when I was thinking about it, like David Sterling, he's selling this, you know, they're forcing him to sell his team, which is basically $600 million to get that team. Now, if you look at it, man, it's like about four or five suitors are already lined up. And I can say, and there's about four or five of them are black. Now check this out. That's $600 million apiece. $600 million apiece. Why not start our own league? You don't have to stop the NBA for doing what they're doing, but you can start a league and create black owners for the players that don't make the NBA. We'll take those players and get those players in our league, and at the same time, we'll have NBA legends to represent different franchises like Elgin Baylor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Darryl Dawkins. You can name one, Dr. J. You get a lot of guys that could be, I would say, the face of that franchise as far as legendary. And we basically start small. We get our, we kind of like get our players. It won't be much of a big market, but it'll start slowly. We get our endorsements and we get our sponsors from a lot of companies that want to participate, such as Floyd Mayweather has a company. There are so many other companies that have things that are going on that want to get their product known. So we can, you know, get their product out there. They become sponsors. They become a lot of people that's endorsing the product. And then what's so cool about it is we'll get to the point to where that situation will start. You continue going with that, then eventually it's almost like the old ABA. It takes one player to come over, or better, one player to be drafted to take that to make it a success, to make it big. Next thing you end up knowing, and then you end up having we'll take the NBA's blueprint on how it's been done and create it and make that league more bigger than the NBA. The next thing you know, players that get cut, whatever, they come over and they get over and start playing the NBA, you know, in a new league. Now, this is the cold thing about it. It's not a situation to where you won't allow any other nationality to play. They can play any other color can play. They just won't have the ownership. See, the ownership is most important. And I'm telling you right now, that will be a success, man. I think that will be really big. Because the thing about it is that we need to focus on us and start getting our situation going to a point where I feel it'll blow up, man. I really believe I really be successful. I think it'll be successful. We can do the same thing for the NFL. I really believe that. And that's how we generate wealth, create so much capital, and you get to the point where you start to knowing a lot of black businesses that you never known, and they can grow from the profits that are made. Athletes be participating. There'll be a lot of people from the NBA that probably endorse or probably put money in that league. I really believe that's a way to do things. We're talking $600 million to pay Donald Sterling, for his team. So that means he'll get $600 million. Why not take that $600 million and start some of your own? We got like five black people I know, and then probably a whole bunch of other more. They probably can come up with $600 million themselves.
Hey, can you think about that for a second? You get a name like a Oprah Winfrey and a Magic Johnson. Hell, even a Michael Jordan, who was a current NBA owner. And the restrictions that they put on our black men, if you can allow a kid from Croatia to come over at 19 years old and play here, yet you're telling the same 19-year-old that it's mandatory that he goes to college for a year so he can work for free. I'll say it again. You could have a Croatian or someone from somewhere else in Europe come over here and play in the NBA without impunity. But you tell the same teenager who's old enough to go to war, who's old enough to get himself into trouble or whatever else, and that he can't come in, I would take those talents that want to come out of high school and come into the league, and I would allow them to come in, and I would change those rules completely back around. And you know, you hear a lot of, you know, folks and on the NCAA levels complaining and doing stuff. The only reason that they're complaining, and now they're even trying to change the rules again to make it 2 years instead of 1 year, they keep saying that, is because they want to make money off that talent for free. Yet over and over again, when you open up newspapers and you see, let's take, for example, football, and you see how much money is being made off bowl games by universities, yet they're ready to suspend and or trash or kick out, expel, a student for selling his own memorabilia or profiteering off of his own name. That's slavery. That's slavery. You won't allow him to invest his own name, or you want to somehow create all these funky, beautiful rules so that, you know, you can keep people basically enslaved within a contract that's not a contract. Right? Not really. The only thing is, say, well, we give you this scholarship, we give you this and that, even though you know that money's running out on them, which forces them to have to go get a job or do other things. It's insanity to me. It's insane that you want to now restrict people, things that can happen to a football player like Pryor that played for Oakland last year, right? He sits up and he gets into some trouble in college over that same memorabilia issue I'm telling you about, where people, yeah, all it was an autograph on his own stuff. He wasn't doing it in the name of school, but just signing his autograph on some products and stuff. And he ends up leaving college early, and then he goes to the NFL, and the NFL imposes the same business when he leaves Ohio State, imposes the same sanctions on him they did in another league. No, I'm behind you, Sugar Ray. I think that they ought to have a whole nother lead. I think that they ought to have a whole nother focus, and they ought to have a whole nother program
where these athletes, if you flip out of high school, you got real, real baller skills. And it's not precedent. If you want to say, well, what is the precedence for a high schooler coming out being successful? Okay, let's try Kevin Garnett. Let's try current back-to-back MVP slash championship team player for the Miami Heat, LeBron James. Let's talk Kobe Bryant. And let's talk Joe Smith. The list goes on and on and on. So if the NBA, if since we get these situations with the NBA, when we get people across the board, like here again in the Mark Jackson situation, where Mark Jackson, who turns a team into a winner, ends up being a loser for being a winner, because and the real bottom line reason why you really fired him is because he was going to take his team and make a stand against racism, and everybody's talking this diversity business when it comes down to gay stuff or gay issues or something like that, but when a diversity comes to the people who the civil rights was initially made for, but what we've never benefited from, because now you're trying to rescind, affirmative action everywhere, I think it's high time that people in our community, black folks, rather than being like some people that would scoff at the idea of black businesses and black people being able to run their own businesses, it is defeatism on the worst level. When you think that African-Americans cannot get with other African-Americans and have a successful business. But see, that's what the slave mentality and the slave mind will do to you. Like Malcolm said, what could be better than what we have here? Leave our slave master, leave his rule, leave his organization situations. Hell no, man, I'm not going to take that kind of a risk. What could be better than what we have here? Meanwhile, you still stay, as Grace Jones once put it, a slave to the rhythm.
Yeah, most definitely. Yes, indeed. Most definitely, man. And, you know, like a situation like we were saying about my man Mark Jackson, man. I mean, that's a sad situation, man. I mean, like, you know, I mean, it's just show, you know, that, hey, you know, if you're gonna sit there and let yourself to get kicked around and kicked around, they will kick you around, man. And, very sad, man, but you're absolutely right, man. We need to do something, and we got to do something fast, man. It's a 911 situation for us.
On every level of everything in this country, on every level, this man is telling you more and more and more and more and more and over again that he don't want your black ass in this situation. He's telling you more and more and more and more and more and over again that you are not welcome in his world, that you are subpar to him, that somehow you are subhuman. You're just sub. You can never ascend. Mediocrity, as they say, never rises above itself. And you can never be any better at all in any situation whatsoever greater than what you have right now. And if you have any type of ambition, if you have any type of wherewithal, if you have any type of foresight rather than foreskin, then you are of no use to him. You got problems with blacks. You don't want them coming to your games. You don't want to have nothing to do with black folks. You don't want to have anything to do with them. They're basically miscreants. They stink. They're this, they're that. And they're the worst people in the world, except when it comes down to your nuts. When you're ready to sleep with one of our women, or when you're ready to play Slave Master Johnson, all you did was do Roots 2014. Because it's perfectly okay for you to sleep with an African-American woman who's mixed. You wanted to lie about her culture. You wanted to lie about who she is. You wanted to lie about her identity. As silly as she is, she comes back talking about what a great guy you are, but yet you had the audacity, as President Obama would say, to sit up here and expose this guy in the first place, but yet somehow we're supposed to forget about the tape, forget about what you said, forget about the fact that you released this tape because you were angry and upset at him and his wife. You know what I'm saying? Because of the shenanigans that you and him were up to, that somehow you want us to believe that this guy was a great guy. I still say that the firing of Mark Jackson was suspect. I still say that the firing of Mark Jackson was one of these kind of deals where you made up your mind that because he was going to make that stand, that guy down the street from you and your affiliate offices, both men in California, one in Los Angeles, one in Oakland, you made up your mind that you were going to fire that man, even though he made you a winner. You guys didn't even know what a playoff looked like since Rick Barry. Since 75. You don't even know what a playoff game even looked like. This guy comes in 3 years and builds you, appears on the precipice of building you a possible dynasty with all his firepower and all his fortune, because remember, Mark Jackson was a player who played in championships too. Mark Jackson was a guy who instituted a whole lot of positive into this organization, and then you do like you always do us. You sit up and you let him build you a dynasty, and then you defecate on him and push him out the door. We have a caller. 409 Spurs fan, Malcolm the Man, what's going down?
Hello, world. This is the number one overall seed, San Antonio speaking. Don't you ever play with the San Antonio Spurs, because you would get skull drugged in the first half. Now, how y'all doing out there, Nels? What's going on? Noise? You know what I'm saying? What's going on with y'all? We good.
What's up, man? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm feeling lovely, man. I'm watching my team play. You already know where I'm smoking, so ain't no use to putting it out there. So, you know what I'm saying? Chilling.
No. Well, in rebuttal of what you said, now I'll let you go on from there. I've never heard of a team that won a championship with one half of basketball in a game one, but feel good while it lasts now. You go ahead, man.
Nah, it just shows that we ain't really old like people think we is. You know what I'm saying? If you look at it, Nels, that's what I've been telling everybody. Nobody played over 25 minutes on San Antonio. Nobody.
You guys are just excited right now. That's all. You guys are excited right now.
You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Y'all are excited and happy right now. Woohoo! We playing ball again. We still playing. I'm
but
say,
Nels, I didn't want to correct you on that, but Golden State did make the playoffs. In this millennium, you know, I mean, not in this decade. Golden State made the playoff and upset the Dallas Mavericks as the 8th seed. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I stand as an 8th seed.
I didn't mean to put it out there, but yeah, with Baron Davis, you know what I'm saying? Baron Davis, Steven Jackson, you know what I'm saying? They end up upset the Dallas Mavericks in the first round. That's when Dirk won MVP.
What year was that?
I'm trying to think. I think it's 2008 or maybe 2009.
Exactly. It was so long ago that you had to give it a chain of thought, and it was the first time since when before that? Don't even bother to answer, because to be honest with you, I don't know.
Because Mike Dellavy was the last one to bring the Warriors to the playoffs before Mark Jackson got there.
My point is that here's a man that turned a team into a recent winner the last 3 years. Turned them into a winner.
And then what's up? And I'm ready to go. And
it's time for him to go. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, they played Rush in the second round. You know what I'm saying? That's your playoff. Besides Miami, that was the other team gave us trouble. The rest of them was so easy. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, them, I don't want to say the name because you might hear a Laker fan call or whatsoever. That was easy-ass $100 I made. You know what I'm saying? I should have told me we swept them. It would have been double, so I had $200. From D Wall and my boy Floyd Whitaker. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them cats, he did. I could have had an easy 200 if I say we sweep them, yeah, double. That's why I did not back down from the bet. That's why I went for that bet. They had bet it on the series. I said, all right, or $50. Hey, Malcolm, I'm finna come down. You better get out of it. 5-4, and I start finishing the countdown. Nigga, I ain't getting out of it. Bet, nigga, let's go. Next thing you know, oh, man, this shit right here happened, my nigga. Dog, where's my 50 hood? That's your whole thing.
Hey,
$50.
My exit from Hip Hop Sports was timely for T. Will, your code 409 area code homie right there, because he had bet me on Portland early in the season and we beat him. And while he was checking my credibility on my ability to pay a bet, which I thought was ludicrous and ridiculous, he got away with not having a $100 bet on the series with the Portland Trailblazers versus Houston, because that would have been some more Chuck D, a.k.a. shut him down right there too. So for all these auto rocket believers that was out there believing in the Rockets, this bud's for you. Whether it's dry leaf or...
Hey,
or
y'all surprised me, though. Y'all surprised me. I thought the Rockets won that game. And I left my cousin's house. They said the Rockets was up. And I was like, damn, the Rockets pulled it off. It's going to be a game 7. I didn't find out Portland won until I came home, laid in the bed, and my score center went off. And when my score center went off, I was like, oh, shit, let me check it. Let me see what's going on. They say Trailblazers won. I was like, oh, no, I got to see this.
Yeah.
I went on to it, looked at the video. The shit was so clean. The shit was so nice. If I was a Rocket fan, I would have broken and be like, you ain't this by the bitch.
Hey,
that's the last
man.
Thing I would have said.
Hey, let me ask you a question, bro.
I told you why the game was on, to watch the cops episode. When every time somebody get arrested, it's on the news. They're walking out slow motion in handcuffs. I told you that night that Dwight Howard and them would be walking out in slow motion like they in handcuffs.
I know that boy was sick, boy. This will fuck the Rockets up, though. Why would you put Chandler Parsons on Damian Lillard? If I'm going to put somebody on Damian Lillard, they got to have a good defense awareness. You know what I'm saying? Like, he know where to be at. I put Jeremy Lin on Damian Lillard.
Hey,
that brother beat right
there. Michael, let me ask you a question, Michael. What are your thoughts on the Clippers right now?
The L.A. Clippers? I feel like this.
The new L.A. Clippers.
You know what I'm saying? They had their little, what you call it in the first round, a little sympathy, charity, you know what I'm saying, type shit. You know what I'm saying? They had their little emotional. That's what I'm looking for. An emotional game series with that first team, the Golden State Warriors. They had to win that game. You know what I'm saying? So, by what I said against OKC, can y'all be consistent? That's the word.
Hey, man, but listen,
consistent?
They just played OKC last night. What you think about that?
Yeah, you beat OKC, but can you be consistent? That's the word we're looking for, consistent. Can you do it in game 2? Because you
know,
OKC.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Let me ask you. What you talking about consistent? It ain't like nobody going to sweep nobody right now. It ain't like you guys going to sweep.
Nah,
it
ain't going to sweep. No, I ain't going to sweep.
What you talking about consistency, man? What you talking about?
No, it ain't about sweep. You got to have a consistent game. Not only game 2, you got to have the same mojo in game 3, same mojo in game 4. You're going to have to fight for that. You feel what I'm saying? Don't play a CP3, got to be consistent. Sometimes I see CP3 shine, and sometimes I see CP3 look like he's full of shit. Like, man,
okay,
what the fuck is up with CP3? No?
I got a question. I got another question for you. How about your? What do you think about the draft that's coming Thursday? What do you guys need? What are you guys gonna pick up? New England Patriots.
Man, look at here. We're looking at going to get a big ass tight end. You feel what I'm saying? We already signed a defensive end by the name of Will Smith. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah, who was 33 years old and just got off ACL injury? But go ahead.
For shit, but playing with the Patriots, you turn into superstars. I got Julian Edelman looking like he was a superstar last year. You feel me? The man made the Pro Bowl but didn't want to go. So don't get that shit twisted. You feel me? Did the same shit that Walker did, that Walker do. But that's here or there, you know what I'm saying? Here or there. But one thing I need, man, I'm going to tell you the truth. One thing I need is a safety. If I could get an old school safety, I just need a safety. come to become the stand above, be a ball hawk at safety to help by Revis or Browner. You know what I'm saying? Because I got one of the best cornerbacks, and I think my cornerback's going to be wonderful, man. You know what I'm saying? So I don't need no cornerback. I think they're going to be straight. You know what I'm saying? We got Revis and Browner.
Hey, have you been smoking, man?
I
mean, if you have, is it laced up with something? I mean, is it laced up with something?
You can say what you want about Revis. All I can tell you, let me give you a bio of Revis from last year. Revis was just coming off an ACL injury. You feel what I'm saying? So by coming off an ACL injury, he had to get his feeling back into the game last year with Tampa Bay. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't pay attention a little bit, Revis made the Pro Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Coming off an ACL injury and make the Pro Bowl. You know what I'm saying? He was just on a bad team of Tampa Bay. They didn't know who quarterback they wanted to pick at first. They had to drop their quarterback and put in a rookie. So you can't sit there and blame Tampa Bay failure on Revis because it was the whole team. The team was fucked up. Doug Martin was hurt. You know what I'm saying? The team was fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. So don't sit there. But now since Revis got back into the game, got into the Pro Bowl, now you putting one of the best cornerbacks is ready to make a comeback.
Yeah,
and what's not better than to come back when you play with the mighty New England Patriots with a mind frame of Belichick? Going if you want to. I bet you any money Ross is going to have trouble throwing to that man.
Just a minute, Sugar Ray. On that note, hold on, just a half a second here. We gonna take a quick, and I do mean a quick, short break
on that. I'm looking at the game now. That's a shame, man. Pillars never came to San Antonio.
Oh, my God.
Look at that shit.
I can't even make a basket, man.
I need football season. I need to come down to Beaumont, man. I need to come down and see you, man.
Boy, you better not come in. Hey,
and football
you come
season,
down
to
Beaumont,
come see you.
And you come in my house. You come in my house. You come in country. You come in Patrick's Nation up in here. Morris, if you come to Beaumont and come to my and try to root against the Patriots, you might leave out fucked off.
Hold on, we're gonna take just a short break. But I want you to listen to your boy from Texas so that you feel real comfortable, because I want you to break that down when we come back. Hold on just a second. Well, this is Flossy Jeezy, 646-595-342, Flossy Jeezy Show, Flossy Jeezy Radio Network. Hold that thought for a minute. We'll be right back.
I do this for the block, I do this for the hood, I do this for the streets, cause the streets keep me good. I do it for the hustlers, I do it for the thugs, I do it for the G's, cause the G's show me love. I came in the game 17 real loud. Only thing on my mind, make my mama proud. Started rocking crowds, getting dope from shows. And as the fame rose, then came the hoes, then came the clothes, then came the cars. Next thing I know, I'm a ghetto superstar. So here come the haters, traveling by the pack. But never mind them, cause bitch, I'm back.
I pull up a cup, feel the super good, and fired up so I can gather my thoughts.
Let's get high.
More money, more problems, they say that's how it is when you live like a boss. You see, I've been going on my grind for some time, and the streets thought a nigga fell off.
Hell no.
But if I decide not to rhyme no more rhymes, I'ma still be well off.
Cause bitch, I'm back. A born boss, got nothing to lose. Still shining in the game, got nothing to prove. Got rich, independent, didn't need no deal. Had paper before I signed, didn't need no meal. Got hustles on the side, ain't got to rap. And if all else fail, I still got the trap. I don't fuck with you rappers, y'all fake to me. I don't fuck with you majors, y'all snakes to me. I don't care about fame, fuck being a star. Let them take all the pictures, just give me his car. Then give me his house and his watch and chain. On the bank account, credit cards, jack my name. but I guess one come with the other. So here I go, I'm a writing rap hustler. I'm too blessed to complain about that. So where I gotta sign, take your pictures, cause bitch, I'm
I
back.
I pull up a cup, feel the super good, and fired up so I can gather my thoughts.
Let's get high.
More money, more problems, they say that's how it is when you live like a boss. You
like
see, wow. I've been going on my grind for some time, and the street start a nigga fell off.
Hell no.
But if I decide not to rhyme, no more rhymes, I'ma still be well off.
Cause bitch, I'm
they
back.
Say the truth for hit, so fuck it. I'ma gon' keep it 100 for the public. I dropped already platinum, but it only sold gold. And niggas looking at me like I sold my soul. Cause I'm rapping with P and not Mr. Lee. But when you're on your grind, sometimes you can't see. Before Mike Campbell power sign, I was at Interscope trying to find my mind. Still dipping, wasn't popping, Three Kings just dropped. And I'm an underground artist trying to get on top. So I listened to my label, plan to break X. And learned a whole lot of game from that. Just stay true, my nigga, and do you. And fuck what another trying to tell you to do. Continue to spit facts, you can bump in them lacks. And no, yeah, just elite track. Bitch, I'm
I
back.
I pull up a cup, feel the super good, and fired up so I can gather my thoughts.
Let's get high.
More money, more problems, they say that's how it is when you live like a boss. You
like
see, I've been going on my grind for some time, and the street start a nigga fell off.
Hell no.
But if I decide not to rhyme, no more rhymes, I'ma still be well off.
Cause bitch, I'm back.
Crazy stuff back on down, Brother Malcolm. You know what I'm saying? Fossy G Show worldwide, you know what I'm saying? 646-595-3402, where you get the real information. You don't need to go to summer school this year. We got it for you right here. Come on, Brother Malcolm, and break that on down real quick. I know you out there. Don't run now.
Oh, he running. He 100 miles and running. He 100 miles and running. That's what you do. He's like a little mouse. When the big cat come, he rhymes.
So you on some Tom and Jerry right now, huh?
He on some Tom and Jerry shit. He hiding this shit.
Yes, sir. Oh, man, I love it, man. It's a beautiful evening. I'm feeling we're on West Coast Standard Time. We're doing it like it's supposed to be does, and I'm loving this to death. You know what I'm saying? Got a good game on. We're just having a little difficulty tonight, but you know what I'm saying? It's just a matter of time, you know what I'm saying? I'm just fucking people to twine up in here.
Okay. Oh, my bad, fella. My bad, fella.
Oh, it's you always your bad. It's always your bad.
Nah, I was doing something back quick, man.
Yeah. Whatever, bro.
I had to take me a sip of some good Kool-Aid, nigga. Fuck you. Look at him.
Oh, goddamn Kool-Aid. You can't even, man. Whatever, bro.
Yeah, nigga, I drink Kool-Aid, nigga. What you mean, nigga? That shit go hard, huh?
I'm glad you drink some Kool-Aid, man.
What about the stuff you were saying earlier? Come on.
Where? Let me get back to what I was talking about.
You know, you're talking about these draft picks and what your squad going to do, especially when the Bears put the squeeze on us. You know what I mean?
Man, when we play the Bears, we gonna have to put Brown on. On Marshall, you know? Because Bronner got the height, you know? Bronner is, what, 6'4", 6'5"?
Oh, yeah.
You know what, man? Yeah. I want you guys. Hey, Malcolm, you know, I want you guys to beat Chicago. You know how I want you? I'm going to tell you why I want you. It's Nails, I know it's your team, but I'm going to tell you why, man. I'm going to bring it up, man. It's
Come
because
on.
Of Ohio Larry, man. Because the reason why, man, that cat, man, he be talking. And when you put something on him, he don't want to fess up to it.
Never. He never. they don't like me with the Spurs right now because they all picked the Mavericks. Game 7, they picked the Mavericks against us. Now, that was an insult. Boy, look at TP. Boy, that was an insult, man. You know what I'm saying? I told him, ask Norris. I said, just like this, I'm lying, Norris. I guarantee we're going to beat the Dallas Mavericks in game seven.
Yeah.
And told
the
niggas who want a profile pick back.
Yeah.
I said,
I guarantee.
Gabe, oh yeah, you did win in game six. That's why I would keep telling you. Okay, game six, cool, you know what I'm saying? Win or lose, it don't matter to us, you know what I'm saying? If we win game six, shit, we go to the next round. We lose, it don't matter, because we're still going to go to the next round in game seven. I mean, we playing in San Antonio.
Game seven
in San Antonio, get hyped, homie.
You know what? Me and Torrey Clay made a bet. You know, I sent him a pitch and everything. You know, he hasn't fessed up to the bet yet. He hasn't even said nothing. Me and him made a bet, and he hasn't said nothing. I said something three times to him, and he don't want to fess up to his bet. But I ain't say nothing. I was like, okay, I ain't gonna say nothing, man, because he cast, man. See, yada yada. Well, when I say something, they go with me like they be throwing darts at me, man. Like, damn, bro.
Got the
Wu-Tang
stars flying all over the place. Shaolin shadow boxer.
Yeah, man. Who's that?
Who's that?
If we could go into your city and snow in Chicago, the windy city, and beat you 35-7 in your Snowy Stadium, then something is wrong. Something is very wrong with your squad.
How long ago was that? How long ago was that?
And you know, that was one of the best squads you had.
The room full of crackers, I can still cut the cheese, okay?
That's the same team that made it to the NFC Championship game. And you know what that means? That is one of the best teams y'all had in this decade. That's what that means.
Absolutely.
Now, most of the players is gone. You look at that, it's gone, Nels. Erlach ain't there no more. You know what I'm saying? You lost some players on your defense, and y'all working with an offensive head coach because Chessman is an offensive head coach. They don't smell right for Chicago trying to come against one of the killing mind frames of Tom Brady.
You guys are in deep canessa, and Tom Brady got too much hair mousse on his hands from Giselle to be an effective quarterback.
Hey, tell y'all, true money is from the Kentucky Derby with Aaron Rodgers. Him and Aaron Rodgers came from the Kentucky Derby together.
Yeah, oh, him and Aaron Rodgers. Man, you don't go with that.
They might be plotting together how to bust the Bears' ass. I'm gonna put up like 35 on him. You know what I'm saying? 35 on the Bears defense. Brady say 42, baby. I'm going for 42.
I don't know where you come up with this stuff, man. Well, you got a nice little comic routine for Saturday Night Live. You'd be better than that.
Hey, you want to know what's funny? Portland's gonna be down by 30. That's going to be more funny.
That's all right. You know, so this is game one, Jimmy. You know how it goes down. But like I said before, I don't remember any chance.
Kawhi
series in
it.
To be a one-on-one game. You know what I'm saying?
But that means you better win game two. That means you got to win game two. You can't let us win game two. We win game two, we're going to win series.
Y'all ain't gonna win game two. Maybe you think y'all just gonna run through it. You can forget about that, partner.
Arthur, I'm gonna tell you like this. I don't believe game two gonna be like how this game is right now. Game two ain't gonna be like that. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be more stronger, but I see that we winning game two like about, I say, 8 points, maybe six.
But you know what? I got respect for the refs in this one because they actually letting us ball, and we really are not shooting good Portland Trailblazers of basketball right now. But you know what I'm saying?
How much Damian Lillard got?
It's going seven games. It's going seven.
How much Damian Lillard got now? Damian Lillard.
I don't know. I've been doing the show and just kind of watching the game. I got the 92-inch up over here, but you know what I'm saying? I've been paying more attention to my guests. You know, I'm a hospitable host, but let's just put it this way. He ain't got enough if we down by 30.
Hey, only thing I can tell you like this. This is the first time ever I did a show and also my team playing on TV. Look at Duncan. Oh, that nigga missed that backboard. Duncan looks like he's getting old to me, man. But yeah.
I told you, I can't be mad either way. Oh, I'm like, I'm on the Beat LeBron campaign and shut up the Heat fans over in that other group over there. You know what I'm saying?
Man, there's not no Heat fans in that other group, man. I'm going to be real with you. You know what I'm saying? It's LeBron fans. And that's what it is. We can't call them no Heat fans. I'm just going to call them LeBron fans because I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? Like Taz sit there, and like I told you, Taz sit there arguing, well, LeBron James won that finals. No, Slick, look at closely.
The guy that should have been leading Seattle to a championship won that game.
Yeah, we
got to
hit
some
free throws. You know what I'm saying? We got to hit them free throws, man. You know what I'm saying? We hit them free throws, we would never have to be in a position to be up by three. And you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, LeBron James ain't clutch if you look at it. Because that was no clutch performance that nigga made. It took Ray Allen to take you to overtime. And LeBron, the one who shot the first three.
If you remember,
and
in the second half, all LeBron did was cry. I mean, he cried and threw the ball away. LeBron James didn't win that damn championship for them. I don't know why he keeps trying to run that same old spiel. Nobody believed it over here that LeBron James won that championship. You know, that was all Ray Allen. All that. The only reason Ray Allen was over there playing for is because Seattle screwed the team around and shit by letting them go. It's the only reason he was over there.
For real. I mean, that's what I told Ted. Every time I talk to Ted now, oh, like San Antonio lost in the finals. I'm like, oh, so yeah, we lost. This is a whole new season. You better hope and pray that you don't see San Antonio back in these finals. Because if you do this time, we're not gonna lose, and I'm sorry. We're not losing to the Heat twice in a row, homie. And we know if we go game seven is in San Antonio, Texas. You know what I'm saying? That's why I post up like what I post. This is what we play home court for. You know what I'm saying?
And
this is what we play for home court.
Wade is still, and they have been struggling against the teams they're playing against. They struggled last night, and they struggled against the squad that they played last time, against Charlotte. Now, if you're struggling against them, you can't beat none of these Western teams out here in no damn playoffs. Now,
I can't say struggle because for you to sweep a team, I can't say struggle. Struggle like how we was, you know what I'm saying? Every person on this line, me, you, and Norris, how we was and how our team was, that's what you call really struggling. When we had to take that shit, we had to go all the way to game six, and me and Norris had to go to game seven to even close out a series. That's struggling.
But
understand
the real, though. It don't matter who you play. If you're the best team that's in that conference or whatever, the other team's going to bring you their best because they're playing against the best. That's all that is. Some cats were struggling, man. They were struggling against Charlotte. And Charlotte was a number 8 seed. They were struggling like hell.
Charlotte number 7.
How can they be? That's right. You're right. I don't know why I keep convincing myself that the Heat was number 1.
Yeah.
It wasn't even number 1. It's that's offensive foul right
now.
Indiana
number 1.
No,
I don't know. I'm charging on Parker. Get the fuck out of here.
Look at the replay. Hey, Green, why don't we, he bitch now. Give him a key. Just key his ass up. Watch this. Oh, come on.
You can't
drive with your shoulder. If you run straight in, that's what you can't lower your shoulder and lower the boom on an all-star. Come on, now.
Fall star right
man,
now.
Man, we still got time on this clock, man. Come on, San Antonio, man. We close these boys out tonight. We still got time on the clock.
Nah.
And we up by 24. It's only the third quarter and we up by 24.
Yeah, y'all housing us pretty good right now. But, you know, we've been known to make a comeback. You know what I'm saying? It's all love. It's all love. It ain't over yet. Damn it.
It
ain't over yet.
You know, hey. Remember I told you last night, Nels, I said it's up to Lillard and Aldridge. Aldridge doing his thing.
Yeah, I tell you, you know what? You can't win it.
Even though
it's up
from the University of Texas, you know.
When was the last time y'all lost a game one in
the
playoffs, man? Y'all just don't lose a game one, not in San Antonio.
Oh, nah. You know,
y'all just
not even against Miami. When we played Miami, I think we won game one against Miami. Kawhi Leonard. Boom!
We played the league's best. There's a reason why y'all have the best record in the league. Especially, y'all are crazy
best
ass. Best
overall.
Y'all crazy.
We number one overall.
Damn.
We number one over the Pacers. OKC got the second best record in the NBA.
Right.
San Antonio got OKC up by three.
Yeah, they falling off the bone like meat off of a chicken bone being roasted in mama's pot, though, dog. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, OKC ain't going to be there. OKC
they got
to lose.
San Antonio, hey. Look, Norris, don't get it twisted, Norris. OKC can come back and win the series against the Clippers. But
yeah, right.
OKC, I can't see OKC beating San Antonio.
Man, they ain't winning a game in L.A.
I can see the Clippers beating, if San Antonio get past Portland. I don't think they will, though. I think Portland
man,
will be
who,
out.
Man, who's going to beat San Antonio in the West, man?
Portland?
Well, you look at it, right? All these games, I keep telling you, all these games ain't going to be like this, dog. This is the first game.
It's not going to be like this, but, you know what I'm saying? You finally getting out that first round, though. Now you're going to a second round against not only the Western Conference champs, but the number one overall seed in the NBA. You know what I'm saying? If you go game seven with San Antonio, I don't think Lillard going to do the same shit that he did up in Houston, did to Houston. I don't think so.
I'm just glad to get Houston out the way. We needed that. See, we gonna energize on y'all. We tough to beat at the crib. You know what I'm saying? We're tough. So we got to remember that we done won three out of four. We won three out of four against y'all. So it's not like we're gonna get beat by you.
See, we can go to Portland and beat Portland.
I'm loving it. I'm just glad that I'm able to be in here and talk a little trash. You know what I'm saying? While it lasts, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I think we're going to be in the finals, you know what I'm saying? I got to stick by what I say with my squad, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be in the finals, you know what I'm saying?
I just
hope LeBron and them get put out.
Y'all going to make the biggest upset in this playoff time. Y'all are going to upset the number one seed, right? The number one overall seed, the Western Conference champions. You're going to upset them, right? Is that what you saying?
I don't know what I'm saying right now. All I'm saying is that we ain't going out like
that. I see you rocking your team. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing. You know what I'm saying?
Boy,
you
like it
so
lead,
dog.
You know
God,
I can see you feeling it already. You ain't fooling me. You feel this one. You feeling
okay,
this with cigarette?
You
ain't feeling
it. Talking, you better hope. You better hope you do not play us. Because last time we ended up playing the Clippers, it didn't go well for y'all. You know
y'all
what I'm saying?
Y'all don't have nobody match up with Blake, man.
Really? And we've
really?
Been knocking Blake out? And we knocked Blake out four games for nothing? Really? We did that before. San Antonio Spurs. My San Antonio Spurs. I think we beat the Clippers and See, they called us so old, we ended up beating the Clippers in a back-to-back game. That's what it's called, a back-to-back game. Like, you know what I'm saying? We had to play on Friday and Saturday and close them out Friday and Saturday in L.A. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And just sit back and rest. You feel me? So you don't sit there and think like the Clippers is just on fire because what they did in OKC.
They are on fire, man.
You know what I'm saying?
You see,
yeah.
They are. You see what
they
Chris Paul
fire.
Did?
Fire.
Yeah,
I
recognize.
See
him. Come on, man. Chris Paul, man.
Fire.
Let's recognize, man.
Like
Chris Paul. Chris Paul, man.
All right.
It's going
hey, don't say I didn't say it. Don't say I didn't warn you, Norris. Watch Westbrook tomorrow night. Watch Westbrook tomorrow night. And watch Durant show you why the fuck he MVP. He going to light the shit out of him. He's going to tell you why he MVP tomorrow night.
Man, whatever.
He got his trophy tonight.
He's feeling it.
He got his trophy today.
Whatever, man. Whatever.
He's feeling it.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I hate OKC, man. You know why I hate OKC? Because you know who drafted Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant got drafted. He didn't get drafted by OKC. He got drafted by Seattle Supersonics.
Every time I look at that, I'm sorry, no. Every time I look at that play,
man,
you
okay?
Yes, like,
you're gonna ignore
damn,
me? Okay,
like,
well, you know what? You're gonna just ignore me? Okay.
Nah. I'm listening to you. No, they just
yeah,
showed
nah,
that buzzer beater, man.
Say
every time
that, bro,
I look at that buzzer beater, that shit was crazy, man.
I'm mad at Portland because we could have had two Longhorns. We could have had KD and LaMarcus Aldridge. No, I'm
yeah,
mad.
Yeah, it's good. Hey, look, they put in y'all backups, man. Who the hell is that nigga?
Oh, that's some cold shit. Thomas Robinson, man. Don't let that dude fool you, man. That dude got game right there, man. He said he's putting
oh,
it back in.
Oh, I'm tall, guy. Hell yeah. Come on.
You're cold.
I don't want the ball,
cold,
man.
Cold,
let's
get
out.
Who the hell is that dude?
Come on, Tiago. Man, damn. You got to.
Mo Williams hands. What are you doing, man?
Nah, ain't going to rock. They ain't going to rock. Good stop. Hands in his face. He can't do shit.
Oh, hell no.
That boy Tony Parker, hey, he made that look so good, boy. That boy Tony Parker took that. That boy is so pretty.
That's a bad boy. Right, you know, you saw the play right there. Ain't nobody hear that, man. That's cold, man. Come on, man. Come on, ref.
Parker got 26 in the game.
How can we get it? There you go. Give it an all-star call. That's what I'm talking about. The scrub on him. You put the scrub on this dude, man.
Man, little guy, 11 points, man. 11. That's what Damian Lillard have right now is 11 points.
Yeah, that's hurting.
11.
You need to have
25. Remember what I told
right
you last night? Lillard and Aldridge gonna have to play. Aldridge doing this thing, but what is Lillard doing? That's the question. And where is the help at? I ain't hear really Wesley Matthews. I ain't really hear Batum like talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they performing an exorcism on us right now. We're getting exercise right now. Yeah.
And then we come out for game 7, man, in our building. We ain't had to go nowhere. Dallas had to get on that plane and go back home. You feel what I'm saying?
We're going to win them all night. We're going to take home court advantage from y'all. And we're going to go up and go ahead and close it on out in Portland. You understand what I'm saying?
I feel like this. For my Spurs. My Spurs need to win tomorrow. If my Spurs win tomorrow, it don't matter. The only thing we can do is take one game in Portland. We get that one game in Portland, we good. We have home court then. That's 3-1.
Damn. We can't let y'all win game 2. If y'all win game 2, we got a problem.
Oh, hell no, hell no. Come on, Ritter.
Yeah, it's a foul. Foul on Robinson.
Man. Come on, man.
Hey, that's where Houston messed up, too. Houston had that ball.
He can let that shit go.
Houston had that boy, Robinson. Man. Houston had that boy. That boy, man, them people, man, do you know how many people slept on that boy? That man was a fifth pick, man. Robinson, a fifth pick to the Sacramento Kings. Got traded to Houston. Houston let that gold mine go, and that gold mine bit Houston in the ass.
We getting beat like eggs right now, but it's all right. We're going to be back. I'm saying.
Oh, they trying to push that there, huh? They trying to go down.
They trying to get to 100 right now. San Antonio trying to get to 100 on us. It says, referees, look at that shit. How y'all get the ball back?
Look, Bellinelli.
Oh, hell
come
no,
on, Thiago,
no,
kick
no.
it out. Kick. You should have kicked it out. Thiago doing too much now. This ain't Dallas.
That's what I'm talking about. At least Robinson got the right idea. Come to the hole with this bitch.
There you go, TP.
Come on, that's a favorite, man.
Give him a favorite.
He's going to throw up some wild shit with that pajamas top on. He's going to, look at this. Oh, okay, that's foul.
Man, you were stepping and hit that man in the head. Hey, man, you were stepped on his ass. What the hell you mean? He ain't know what to do with that. Oh, God damn, that nigga doing something crucial. Hold up. Let me tell you. He going to score anyway.
He said something crucial.
That's some amazing shit. How you doing feet like that? Had me confused. I ain't know what the ball was. I just started swinging.
Man, there's some wild shit going on right here, dog.
Well, look at Lily. 13 for Damian Lily.
Man, we need
ain't
to do
something
quick.
And y'all got only four assists, my dude.
Horrible shit right
look
there.
At that.
Now, they call it fouls. They ain't even fouls. Now, what's the call on this one? Come on, for real?
SC. Oh, that's showing Damian Lillard.
Okay, I can't
That's nice. That was nice right there.
I'm so used to seeing them call it the other way. That's crazy. I thought it was against him. Like, wait a minute. That was a foul on him. What the hell? Who fouled him?
Patty Mills and the gang got Parker sitting down. Now you see what? If you look at the gang closely, look what Popovich is doing. You feel what I'm saying?
It's crazy. It's crazy right here. It's crazy for
now
real.
Now his key man's resting, but he ain't got no bad. He ain't got that too bad of a depth. You know what I'm saying?
Man, they're killing us right now, though. I can't understand this. I'm trying to understand, but I can't understand it.
I bet you can't. This ain't regular season no more, Nels. Welcome to the real world.
I don't even think that it's just that. I don't think to do with that. But I'm just looking at it. It's like, you know, we definitely ain't got the same ball and atmosphere that we normally have. But these referees are giving up a little bit too much help down here, man. It's tough to play y'all and the referee at the same time. Rub. It's crazy. We hurting right now.
Hey, remember what I told you about the Nets and the Heat? You know what I'm saying? Oh, the Nets got the Heat's number because they beat the Heat. Ooh, whoever's got 3-D-I. Because they beat the Heat 4-0 in the regular season. Man, he showed up and beat the shit out of them people, man. Now just know this. Regular season and playoff is two different atmospheres, player. For real. You got to play.
It's just looking crazy.
Come on, Ginobili. Just take the clock down. Do one fantastic buzzer beaters on his ass.
This is ridiculous right here. I'm all ready to put a tourniquet on this motherfucker. Mo! Oh,
dollars shouldn't get nothing.
Yeah, we in trouble on this here, dog. We in some serious trouble right here.
I know
you. You're back, Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
We in some serious trouble right here, dog.
What's going on?
My old address in Chicago, 1963. Good grief, man. We in the house right now by 35, 25. We get housed right now. I can't look, this is so bad right here. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. I think we need a chronic break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Smoke like it ain't no more.
They won't do this in Super Bowl. They won't do this in Super Bowl.
I grab a Swiss of sweet and use my fingernail to cut it. Gut it, then I dump the dropping pot and then stuff it full of coffee. And if you don't know by now, coffee is killer. In other words, weed affects God as a pillar. Now the buds on the stems are like trees in an orchard. Anybody in the room who don't smoke weed is getting tortured by the smoke. Niggas choke, niggas coughing, they fart. Need to quit it, but they still trying to hit it too hard. It's the
misunderstandings about the cheap. I see ya, fine state, cannabis to be her. But I need her, big fat jilla to get me lit. I prefer to smoke the zigzags, cause Billy's ain't the shit. And I done laced it up with the Bombay, Malibu, anything that you can mix with the spinach. I done tried, I done damn near died to the real life, straight at you. And if you see me blowing out smoke, you can bet it.
Dick and green, frosted leaves, oh so sweet.
I don't see nothing wrong with the little reefer. You got the weed, I got the drink. Nigga, just tell me what to beat ya. I'm high, you high, let's try to get higher. Here, use my lighter, set the ass on fire. We're blowing like a choir, everybody's in line. Hoping they can get their fingers on it one more time. Because there's nothing but the party over here. That's how we do with live music, plenty bitches, cold beer. And oh yeah, so
make it green.
In Portland, watching San Antonio pulling, trying to get down with the get down. Man, this is a massive beat down that's going on right now.
Clip it like that.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful night, man, you know what I'm saying? We got about 20 minutes left in regulation around here, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, real good show tonight, you know what I'm saying? Real good subject earlier, you know what I'm saying? I still think, though, back on point, that it's a travesty. It's a travesty. It's a shame and a crime that Mark Jackson got released today. You know what I'm saying? That's some real ugly stuff right there. You know what I'm saying? They could have done a lot better by that man than that little shady business right there. But that's how it goes. You know what I'm saying? Like my man used to say, George Clinton, that's how it goes in the land of no-no. You know what I mean? It's crazy,
man, it's
though.
It's cold-blooded, bro. It's cold-blooded, man. I mean, we had... You know, we get the chef on everything, man. That's why I said, man, that, you know, anybody right now, and I know a couple of cats who don't think so, if anybody don't believe that we should have a black league or some black enterprise or black ownership or anything. I don't care what it is. If there's a situation that somebody trying to start something black and trying to get something going with it and you're not supporting it, then you are fucking coon. Because the thing about it is, man, that we're in a position right now to where we're trying to empower ourselves, trying to have things, and trying to be able to help our neighborhoods, because we don't have communities. We just neighborhoods and communities. So it's one of those things, man, that we're trying to get what we got to get. And we basically trying to reach out to anyone that want to conversate and talk on that level. We'll go and talk about other different things, man, but the real deal is at hand. It's a serious 911 situation when it comes to black people, man, and we're trying to CPR this situation to life, man, to bring us back to where we're not crawling, that we're running, walking, flying, and doing our own thing, because it's a state of emergency, man. I mean, yeah. Even every time you look around, every time you're looking at every single day, always see problems in our community where somebody gets shot, somebody getting killed, somebody getting fired, somebody getting disrespected, you know. I just read right now, man, a seven-year-old kid got arrested, got handcuffed. A black kid got handcuffed in school because he was bad and misbehaving. So police cuffed him. Now, how the hell are you going to cuff a seven-year-old?
Now, they teaching them early, man. They're teaching our children early.
We should be teaching our children early that we have no respect on no level.
And this is what I'm talking about, Chet Adel. This is what I was talking about when I was talking about white supremacy. See, the situation, there's no black supremacy because it's only one supremacy, you know, because supremacy, it's over everything. So what I'm saying is that shows you right there that they can come and they can cuff your seven-year-old child and there ain't nothing you can fucking do about it. Nothing. Now, flip the script. Now, if a police officer come over and handcuff a white kid, a black police officer, he'll lose his job. He'll probably be locked up himself. He'll get disrespected. They'll throw him up under the bus. They'll disrespect him so much that he'll get all kinds of threats, everything in the possible in the world. You know, I mean, there's a situation with Michael B. Jordan. He's a guy who's going to star in Fantastic Four. And he's going to be the character of the Human Torch. Well, he's getting all kind of racial information and people saying things about him being the Human Torch and getting all kind of hate mail and all kind of stuff about that. See what I'm saying? And they want to talk about black people being racist. We cannot be racist. We're not in a position to be racist. We don't have no laws. We don't have nothing to protect us. We don't own no sort of industry. So we can't be racist. Only thing we can do is basically come down to racism is name calling. That's nothing. You can be called all kind of names, but they can do it to us, and they can do everything else. They can handcuff our kids. They can take our jobs. They can do this. Man, I can go off hell with this shit, bro.
Man, you know what? It ain't hard to go ham, you know what I'm saying, in a pork pig world. You know what I'm saying? If people say, well, you know, is there really racism in America? You know what I'm saying? Is a pig pussy pork? You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, man, on the real? Unless you're a clown, that makes you a court jester. You know what I'm saying? If you can't understand what's really going on in front of you. But these, you know, these niggas, man, especially the ones that say, or brothers, I'll be right about it. These brothers that say, you know what I'm saying, if we can't have our own business, or you running these cats all the time, and well, conductors on the coon train and say we can't have nothing, or we can't have our own business, ain't got, you know, confidence in your own spirit, you are afraid to, you know what I'm saying, to see your own sight, you know what I'm saying, move your ass to the side. There's an old Marine Corps saying that we used to go by, lead, follow, and get the hell out of the way. If you ain't part of the solution, you part of the problem. Get your ass out the way if you don't believe that we can make stuff happen.
You know what I'm saying? The Coon Train has always got volunteers. They didn't want to get paid for this stuff. You know, the Coon Train always got volunteers who want to either ride or be a conductor on the train. You know what I'm saying? You part of the problem. You ain't part of the solution. Get out the way.
Yes, indeed. Hey, I think I made a phone call. It's Karen. Karen, are you on the phone? Man, I'm glad we have somebody on the phone. But, yeah, man, but you're right, man. The Coon Train, man. Coon Train is out there, man. I don't know, bro. It's a problem, man. It's a problem. I'm like I said, I'm constipated with it, man. I'm right now, bro. I'm so hyped and so amped right now. I'm about to start being. I'm starting to be a Rottweiler right now, man. I'm starting to go start biting some of these cats' head off, man. Talking about this situation,
man. I don't understand it. It's rough. You know what I'm saying? It's absolutely crazy, and I think that when you sit up here and you see people on the Coon Train who want to look at you as if, you know what I'm saying, they done lost their mind, want to look at you as if they can't figure out why you're in dismay and disbelief. Sit up there and say that you don't honestly believe in yourself and don't believe in blacks doing stuff, you a slave already. And be honest with you, we don't want you on the train with us. You're on the Coon Train. This is the express train of success and growth. If you can't be part of that, if you don't want to be part of that, then that's fine. You stay on the Coon Train. You go ahead and continue to dumb down. You go ahead and continue to, you know, to be on that level of understanding, but there ain't no level of understanding. You're afraid of success. You're afraid of yourself. You're afraid of your manhood. You're afraid of, you know, of your own shadow. Hell, you're probably scared to look in the damn mirror. We don't have time for you. We don't want to spend time waiting on you. Matter of fact, we don't even want to get our shoes dirty even stepping on you. But like I said, you're not worth the effort to sit up here and be afraid. I got a problem with brothers that don't think that we can do our own thing. I got a problem with brothers that think that we ought to continue to Tom and Uncle Tom and you know, somehow we can't be successful. You know, you part of the lost and found, man. You know what I'm saying? You lost, and maybe you don't want to be found. You know what I'm saying? Quit being, believing in the white man's hyperbole and looking at us like we crazy because we happen to believe. We do happen to believe. Whether you want to believe or not, like I said before, there's leaders and there's followers. We're looking for leaders. We want leadership. We need leadership. Ain't no more Big Mama. Okay? Big Mama, you know what I'm saying? Big Mama is a girl in high school having a baby now. You know what I'm saying? Big Mama is a girl running the street. You know what I'm saying? Big Mama is women that some women out here that's, you know, on these drugs and don't care about, you know, what happens to themselves next. We can't be part of that. We're not part of that. If you want to be part of that, you go on head on. Knock yourself out. I ain't got no problem with it. All I'm saying is you either lead, follow, or get your ass out the way. You know, the next level will not tolerate cowards. The next level will not tolerate cowards. If you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe in the program that's going on, then at least have the courtesy to move out the way. Quit being afraid of your own stuff. You a slave already. If you say that you don't believe that blacks can have their own businesses, we can't have our own lead because, oh, we're so afraid what black people are going to do to us. So what, the white man going to do you better? Stop it, man. Stop it already.
Yeah, you're right, man.
But the movies say you either get busy living or get busy dying. What side is you on? How you want to land? What you trying to see? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real talk, man.
Go ahead.
It's real talk. You're right, man. It's I don't know, man. It's crazy, man. I'm sitting there with my daughter, man. I talk to my daughter all the time, man, you know, about, you know, learning about black history and things like that because there's a lot of information that need to be known, man, because what people don't understand, man, is that before there was anybody else, there was always black people, you know, because they created everything. They everything started from black. Everything. You know, everything. Some people don't get it. Some people don't know it. A lot of kids need to know this. And that's why that hidden place is so powerful, man. That's why I'm, you know, it's not that stuff not being shown in schools is a reason why. Because if that's shown in school, man, do you understand the mindset of these kids and how they were acting, how they were thinking, how they perceived? It would probably kill a lot of racism, man. A lot of people have a lot of different opinions because people don't know each other, man. People don't know each other's cultures or anything like that. People are just basically just going along and just going along with what they see on TV and let that be who they are and what they are. It's crazy, man.
I feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for them because, you know, once you start to lose your moxie, once you start to lose the feeling that you want to be something, once you start to lose that desire to want to be something, you know what I'm saying? Once you lose that desire, dog.
It's over. To get back, man. It's over. And you know what? And another thing people don't know, I'm going to tell you this, Nails. That's why I said, man, it's a perfect example that people need to pay attention to. There is black unification, you know, me and you. We never physically met. But look at the level we on. It's based off the vibe because we know we're on the same vibe because we basically beat the same African drum. And not only that, we kind of like said, hey, we're going to put something together and we're going to get together. And we're going to form an enterprise to where it's going to grow. It's going to be big. It's going to be huge. We're partners for life. And the thing about it is people need to understand it, man. And it can be done in so many ways. It's easy, man. All you got to do is basically say, hey, cut the egos, cut the bull, understand the situation, and handle it.
Absolutely. I got something that I think you're going to want to see.
Okay.
And this is what I was telling you earlier. When you look on your deal, when you look on your deal, you'll see what I was telling you because the old lady found that piece of information for you, and I think I can probably read it for you right here. And it's the word definition, negus. N-E-G-U-S. Negasti, niggers, nigga. Said negus is the king term that originated from Abyssinia. The Abyssinians. The king uses a title of a sovereign Ethiopia. The term originated from the Ethiopian Amharic language. Since the creation of negus has been used to identify, but defined differently to psychologically change the minds of captive Africans to rethink of themselves as something less than whom they were. That was the original term for negus. And I just put it in Fear of a Black Planet, and I'm going to go ahead and put it in worldwide right now because on a worldwide level, which is what we're trying to be on, and actually we are on. I'm going to put it in there, what it means in there, too. It's deep, man. When you find the meaning of words, this is what by Sugar Ray Robinson and Flossie Jeezy, 646-595-3402, this is why we're always trying to educate people every day about what the meanings of words mean and what things really mean if you really and truly study them. We never have enough of this type of knowledge. What my brother used to tell me all the time, there's two types of knowledge. There's concealed and revealed knowledge. And when you don't know the truth of who you are as a person, and when you don't know the truth of who you of who you are and what the scope of what your life is or means. And you don't know the truth about yourself. And so every day we try to, every day we have a show, every day we do something, we try to enhance the experience of what things really mean. And if you ain't on top of this, you don't really know who you are and where it comes from. We've talked all these years that we were going through our lives, and people was calling us niggas and stuff, that it was crazy, and that we didn't know where we stood as people. If you don't have the knowledge of yourself, or if you listen to one person's definitions of what they think words are, it's what's known as a homonym. A homonym is a word that sounds like one thing, but means something else, completely different. And if you listen to, if you don't know what etymology means, the etymology is the history of a word. And when you know the word's etymology, and you know, don't know what your own origin is and what words mean, you can very easily get confused into thinking that you don't know, that you get to thinking that you are less than and not equal to who you really are. It's basic mathematics. We don't think that we're greater than someone else, but we're definitely not less than or equal to something that's beyond ourselves, our own comprehension. So mathematically speaking, one and one still equals two all day. And if you got somebody that ain't saying nothing to you, that's of value to you, of any intrinsic value, nothing times nothing or nothing plus nothing, nothing divided by nothing, nothing times nothing is still nothing all day long. And in this society we live in here in America, nothing times nothing, because multiplication creates a more massive number, nothing times nothing is still nothing all day long. Any integer, whether it's negative or positive, that is multiplied times zero, you still get the same effect from it. And we have had multiple bullshit thrown at us over centuries that meant absolutely nothing.
Yeah, man. That's crazy, man. That's real talk, you know. Hey, that is absolutely right, man. That's what you have to instill your kids and let it be known, man. Understand that, hey, you know, knowledge is power, man. You know, it's so funny that we let television, we let other things, you know, take care of our kids, because we are in the situation of making money, and sometimes it gets to the point, because life has its demands, so we have to do what we have to do. But one thing that's so polluting, so bad, is that your kids, you don't really know them, because time passes so long, and you're working your job so hard, and you've been doing a routine for so long, and the television and raising your kid, you don't even know this kid. You really don't know this kid, because this kid goes to school, this kid comes from school, and watch television, does homework or whatever. But then at the same time, you're working and you're doing so much. That's why I'm blessed, and I feel great to have the opportunity to work at the same school that where my son goes, because I've seen him become in high school in ninth grade, and now he's at the point where he's about to graduate. And what's so cool about my son is, you know, I teach my kids on the fact that, hey, you know, do where you had to work hard. I'm basically a single parent. And the thing is, like my son, I use the example. He gets up early this morning, goes to school. He gets out of school 2:30. When he does, he goes to a track meet. He comes first in the high jump. He comes first long jump. He comes first in the 100. He's done with that. He comes in. He dumps his bag off. I have to get off the phone and say, hey, what's going on? How'd you do? He goes to the gym, and he's going to work out, lift weights. He's still going. And he's coming back, and he's going to eat and go back to sleep and do it all over again. What I'm trying to say is, that's how you focus and how you drive. You don't let your kid sit there and don't do nothing. If your kid wants to do something, support them, push them, and be behind them. Because you can tell your kid all day, hey, you ain't nothing. Or you can ignore your kid, and next thing you know, he's out there doing whatever whenever, and you don't know what's going on because you have to strive and it's trying to be something you're trying to be. And you're so content and focused in your own life that you forget that your offspring needs you. You need to raise your kid, no matter how no matter how hard it is. Put more time into your kid. Put more time into your kid, and that's how you become making to be men like me and my man Flossy Jeezy over here. You become to be strong men.
Absolutely, absolutely. And until we develop confidence in our in God's love, until we develop confidence in ourselves, until we develop confidence and the people surround us, because I truly believe, you hear me say it all the time, that you are, unfortunately and fortunately, defined by those that you hang around with and those who you deal with. Because if you deal with a bunch of miscreants that don't believe in themselves, or their concept of, or their belief system has been weakened by society to the point that they believe everything that this screeching, you know, run-amuck clown who runs the society believes in, and somehow you've lost your confidence in your way, then I suggest that you talk to the Father and ask him for some solutions. Because if you're believing in anything that this boy is telling you, and you're believing it, what this man that runs this country says as the gospel, for whatever level of understanding you are, whatever level you think that the gospel is, whatever you think that the gospel is, then hey, you believe in everything he has to say, and you're in trouble already. And that is the problem. I'll quote again what Malcolm X said in Spike Lee's movie, when two slaves are together and they're talking about ways to improve their life. One slave says to another slave, let's escape. Let's get away from this evil, cruel master. Let's get away from this individual that beats us down and cracks us across our head and lashes us with this terrible, abuse that he's given us. And the other slave looks him squarely in the eye and says, leave here. Are you kidding me? What could be better than what we have here right now in front of us? What could be better than Master? Hell, Master loves us. Master loves everything about us. You know, we're lucky just to be here. We are so fortunate. But yet, the difference is that the house Negro, who's getting all the good stuff, the house Negro that's soaking up all the flavor, all the juice, all the gravy, is in the house eating from the master's plate, you know, sucking up the master's juice, drinking the wine out of master's glass after he's done with it and belched a couple of times and was passed out. You know what I'm saying? He eats pretty good, and he gets all the clothing and all the extra that master's done wearing and then worn down to nothing and then funked all up and stanked all up. And once he's done with it, bam, he gives it to you, and you take it, and you think that you're the luckiest person within 12 miles of whatever the plantation is, mentally, psychologically, or physically. And then the field Negro who's out getting beat like a horse every day, getting ran into the ground, soldiering in the streets, selling those bean pies and newspapers, or just trying to feed his family, you know what I'm saying, while the real criminal controls all everything that happens to us one way or another, he's struggling. He runs up upon you and says, you know, this is a horrible situation that we're living in. We should have our own basketball league. We should have our own, program. We should have our own makings of doing everything that we should have in order to make things work. And your response is, no, because black folks be tripping. So what, the man is treating you better? Wake up. If you're asleep, as a saying goes in another group, if you are asleep, wake up. And I mean all the way up. You know what I'm saying? Because Run DMC don't have the glasses that you need to see. Your prescription is completely flawed. If you think that somehow that this man's solution is your solution for making things happen. Yes, you still have to go to work for him. Yes, you still have to feed your family. And yes, you still have to provide for yourself. But you don't have to suffer under the shackles of mental colonialism where you get to believing that it's now time to start doing his nasty sex things and same-sex stuff. You don't have to believe in doing all of this, you know, wearing these blonde wigs. You don't have to do all this nonsense where you sit up and you take greater value on what he's talking about over what you yourself feel. You don't have to feel that he's better than you in place of you within your own life. Stand up, buck up, pull your drawers out your ass. If you hear that loud snap in the background right now, that's you pulling your drawers out your ass and standing up and making a stand for yourself, or at least stand up for something, or at least educating your children on what their true history is rather than buying in to what some clown tells you because he thinks that he's in control of something when he can't even control himself.
Exactly, man. You're absolutely right about that. Yeah, that's so true. There's a lesson to be learned. There's a lot of stuff out there that enhanced, and I want you people to know that. I think because out there that are listening right now, you can call us up at 646-595-3402. We're about to get ready to close out this show, but let me let you know, we get this going all the time. We love it for people to call in and chime in and give us our ideas and your thoughts on any topic. We have no limit. We'll go all out. So please feel free to give us a call, and the situation is going to be big because, remember this, no matter what goes on, I'm going to leave y'all with these notes right here. The revolution is not an event. It's a process. Remember that.
Hey, that's a good way to end the show on that note right now. So for Sugar Ray Robinson, Jr., this is Flossie Jeezy of the Flossie Jeezy Show Worldwide, 646-595-3402. We don't have a show scheduled as of yet for tomorrow night. I know we have one on Thursday, but should Dr. Norris decide that we need to talk about something else and get some more real talk in, we always about real talk, so the name of the next show will be entitled Real Talk with Sugar Ray Norris, and we'll go on from there because it's about that time. It's Thursday, Laid Back Thursday. You might get into some, you know, relationship 101 stuff, you know, on Thursday, but tomorrow night.
Yeah, it may, yeah. We'll get to a lot of different stuff now. We can get to a lot of different stuff. But one thing to keep in mind, though, is already I want people to understand that Sunday, be ready. Sugar Sunday is going down. And I want y'all to be able to be on the dial for that because we're gonna talk some serious social. And we're gonna get it going, man. We're gonna get it popping on. I'm just waiting on some materials to come in. And when it comes in, pow, it's old like a motherfucker.
There it is. Don't get yourself caught sleeping. Remember, there's the A line, the B line, and the C line. Remember, don't ride the C line because chances are that's the coon train. Okay?
Yeah. So
you're going to say tight.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Thursday for some relationship 101 with Sugar Ray. And like I said, if we're so inclined, tomorrow we'll put in a post in for more real talk. Until then, y'all stay blessed out there.
Ciao.